omuntu
w'omunda
n'amagezi
go
atwagala
kulabika nga tweyongerayo mu lugendo
lwaggulueranga
tukyalikuwa mu bufunze
twagala
okusooka okugulumiza kitaffe
omuggulu mukama
waffe yesu kristo
wamu
n'omwoyo
obutukuvu
nga twongera okubeebaza
olw'okutubeera
ennaku zino embi
tuyamba
okutujjukiza
amazima
agali mu kigambo
era
nga bali wamu negira
bamalayikasooka
tusooke tuyimuka ku bigere
byaumuddiza
ekitiibwa n'ettendo tumutegeeza era nga tumujuliza obukulu bw'emirimu
gye
kitaffe omuyiza ebintu byonna
kabaka
w'abakabaka
ayi
kitaffe omwesigwa
tukwebaza
olw'olunaku lwaleero
tukwebaza
olw'obulamu bwaffe
bw'ogenda
mu maaso n'okujjuza buli kiseera
tukwebaza
olw'obugabirizi bwonna
bw'ogenda
mu maaso n'okutuwa
okusookera
ddala
obw'omwoyo
wo omutukuvu agenda mu maaso n'okutubikkulira ebigambo by'omu kitabo
kyotukwebaza
olw'ekigambo kyo
mukama
waffe yesu
eyajja
mu muzingo gw'ekitabo ogwamuwandiikibwako
ebiro
ebyasooka
nga
mu BC
okutuuka
bwe yasalawo
ekigambo
kyo n'ayambala omubiri n'alabisibwa gye tuli
kunkomerero
ya BC
nga
mukama ssebo kabaka w'abakabaka
ne
tumufuna mukama waffe yesu
ekigambo
kyo
ne tumulaba
mu kitiibwa eky'omwana
tebwe
yamala mukama okutufiirira n'asikulibwa n'akomawo gy'oli
mu
kitiibwa eky'ekigambo
naffe
twebaza mukama waffe yesu
olw'okuleka
ebitibwa byo ebiro ebyayita
n'ajja
okutufiirira
n'ajja
okutununula era tumwebaza mukama waffe yesu
olw'omwoyo
omutukuvu
gwe
yatusindikira
omubeezi
okuva kankana emyaka 2017 egiyise omwetukuvu watuuka dda
kwebaza
olw'okulungamya
kwebaza
olw'okusomesa
kwebaza
olw'okutujjukiza
tukwebaza
olw'okubeera ow'amaanyi muffe
era
ne twebaza olw'ejjira bamalayika 10 abatukuvu b'okola nabo abali ku sayidi yaffe
atuddiza
katonda kitaffe ekitiibwa n'omwana
n'omwoyo
omutukuvu era nga tusaba kitaffe oyongere okutusindikira omwoyo omutukuvu oyongere omukkiriza okubeera mu masekkati gaffe atuwa amaanyi
tweyongere
okubeera abajulirwa
ab'ekigambo
kyo mu nsi yonna tukwebaza kitaffe
tukwebaza
mukama waffe yesu
omwoyo
omutukuvu
tukugulumiza
era tukulembezaamu byonna
tusaba
oyongere otukulemberamu wamu negira bamalayika abatukuvu
mu
njiri ey'obwakabaka bwa katonda
n'obutuukirivu
obwakabaka bw'omugulu
ng'olugendo
lw'eggulunu bwe luli
tusabe
byonna
mu linnya
erya mukama waffe yesu
amen
mukama
akuwomesa
owetuulireko
yesu
yebazibwe
nnyo
tukyeyongera n'olugendo lwa katonda olw'eggulu
era
nga tukyalaba obufunze bwalwo lwe lugendo lw'eggulu olwatambula mu bayibuli okumala emyaka 7
mukama
waffe ng'atuwa ekitabo ky'okujjukiza amanya n'eddoboozi
omutume
omu ne musumba
n'omusomi
waffe wa
bayibuli
tubaagala nnyo mwenna
mu
linnya lya mukama waffe yesu
tusinziira
mu buweereza
known as the new generation with the full knowledge of God, to bring the book of remembrance unto you. That book
is
spoken much in the Malachi 3, right from verse
13
to verses
18.
And the book of remembrance was written before God
unto
those who fear him, those on the world. That book of remembrance reminds us that truly our home is in heaven.
And
that's where the journey of heaven comes from.
It was
moved through the Bible for 7 years, from 2005 2011, in the different series of the visions, the dream, the trance, the azota, the urim, and the thamim.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
So,
we still move on with this our journey.
We're
still seeing things right in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven,
the
great gathering of the angels. The saints of God.
It's
the city found in the first created heaven, in the realm above, where we know there are three heavens there.
But
we're still winding up what is in the first created heaven, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, the great gathering of the angels and the saints of God. We've seen much in this city, how it was built, its beauty, the streams flowing in it. And we have been seeing many things. We saw the seven groups of angels and their works, and we saw of their sacred
calls
of the seven groups of angels.
And
we saw the seals of the seven groups of angels. We saw the lifestyle of the angels and the saints. And right now we began to see
gone
far to look at this issue. Satan the devil, who was an anointed cherubim, and his fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Indeed.
Yet still we see him in the three phases.
Remember,
we saw of the first phase, where we saw Satan, who was known as Lucifer, and who was an anointed cherubim, and his fallen angels in BC. We already saw that.
And
this day we cover on the second phase.
And
we say at the beginning of AD, Satan and his fallen angels, they were chased from heaven, and he gave authority to Jezebel after imprisonment of Satan in the bottomless pit. Here we've been seeing many things.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When we ended, as we were seeing the many weapons which are in the seven bowls of the wrath of God.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. And
you
still see the many weapons which are found in the seven bowls. Seven bowls of the wrath of God, which are held by the seven angels.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Now we're going to be moving on. Yesterday we end up with the fifth group of angels.
Maraika wobutonde,
angel of creation,
Maraika wamaz,
angel of water,
no mudumiza kuteponde yokutana,
and the commander holding the fifth trumpet,
no yo no mukulembeze akute chivya chomusungu wa katona,
and the leader holding the ball of the wrath of God, the fifth,
awamu nesiru ya yokutana,
together with the fifth seal.
So it should tuasembeza yo.
That's what we ended up with yesterday. This day we head on to see the sixth group of the angels,
mukama bw'anaaba tumaliriza paati eno eyokubiri
God if he helps us we finish the second part
tulaba musitande bamalayika
baabaagotujja
kwolekera paati eyokusatu
we shall have on this third phase
gye tujja okulabamu nga oluvannyuma lw'emyaka 10
egy'ekyama
Satan ajja kuba ateeba okuba
bujjogotaka
okugenda okulimba abali ku nsonda ennyo
ez'ensi
Gogi ne
Magog
olwo nno abakunge okujja ku lutalo okulwanisa mukama
waffe Yesu
naye ng'eyo tetunnaba kubanga tutuukayo
katusooke
tumalirize akatundu kano ak'okubiri
finish this second phase.
Nga bwe tugambye nti kalimu okulaba Satan nga tulaba nti ku ntandikwa ya AD
like you said we see Satan at the beginning of AD
Satan ne bamalayika baabaavu
Satan and his fallen angels
baabaava mu ggulu
how they were chased from heaven
yes he was with
praise Jesus so much
obuyinza n'abuwa Jezebeli
and he gave his authority to Jezebel
oluvannyuma lw'eyobwa okusiibwa kwenyo
after him being imprisoned in the bottomless pit
yes he was with
praise Jesus so
much ensonga eyo
now on that issue
tubaga tuzze tulaba ebintu bingi
we've been seeing many things
tuuka bwe tuli okulaba ebyokulwanisa ebingi
rich when we see many weapons
ebisiŋŋaanibwa mu bibya omusanvu ebyobusungu bwa
Katonda
ebikwatiddwa bamalayika omusanvu
so
olwaleero nga twagala tubamaleyo
tumaleyo
ebyokulwanisa
ebyo
kale katwolekere ekibinja kyamalayika ekyomukaaga bamalayika b'omuliro omuduumizi akutte ekkonde ery'omukaaga
the commander holding the seven trumpets
n'omukulembeze malayika w'omuliro
and the leader of angel fire
oba akulira omuliro
the one in charge of fire
n'ekibya ky'obusungu bwa Katonda eky'omukaaga
and the power of the wrath of God the secret power
n'esiru yaabwe ey'omukaaga
and their secret fear
yes we was when you
raised the mind
so that we yongere tusobola okubanga tumanya
let's move on that we can know
ebyo okulwanisa ebingi ebiri mu kibya kino eky'omukaaga
and we point to the secret ball
yes we was when you
praise Jesus
okusinziira mu kubikulira essuula ey'omwenda
according to revelation 9
olw'ekkumi n'essatu
verse 13
okukatandikaine kubikulira essuula ya 14 n'ekkumi n'omunaana
revelations 14:18
kubikulira essuula y'ekkumi n'ennya n'oluyi lwa 18
revelations 14:18
ne malayika omulala n'ava ku kyoto yalina obuyinza ku muliro n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'agamba oyo alina ekiwabyo eky'obwoki ng'ayogera nti teeka ekiwabyo ekyobwoki onoge ebirimba eby'omuzabbibu gw'ensi kubanga ezzabbibu zaagwo zengeredde ddala
yesu yabazibwa
jjo
tulaba malayika ono okuva mu kibinja eky'omukaaga
angel right from the secret group
omalayika b'omuliro
the angels of fire
yesu yabazibwa jjo
praise Jesus so much
era nga twagala okulaba abatuumira
we want to see the one who commands them
yesu yabazibwa jjo
praise Jesus
nga batugambye nti ye malayika oyo alina obuyinza ku muliro
they have told us this angel has the charge over the fire
ye malayika aweebwa ekibya
he is the angel given the ball
ekibya ekyomukaaga
the sixth ball
oluvannyuma lw'omuduumizi we
after his commander
akutte ekkonde eryo ery'omukaaga
who holds the sixth trumpet
so twagala kulaba nga tulaba ekkonde eryo bwe lifuuyibwa ki ekibeerawo
when this trumpet is sounded what happens
ebibeerawo tutegeera butegezi nti biva mu kibya kiri eky'omukaaga
what happens you know it comes from the sixth ball
kikwatiddwa malayika ow'omukaaga
the angel which is held by the
malayika akulira omuliro
angel in charge of fire
omu n'ekibinja ky'abamalayika abakola omu
together with a group of angels working in there
nga bwe twasooka okulaba
as we first saw
so katugende tulabeko mu kubikulira essuula ey'omwenda
let's go see in revelation 9
olulimi lw'ekkumi n'essatu
verse 13
kubikulira essuula ya 9 n'olulimi lwa 13
revelations 9 verse 13
malayika ow'omukaaga n'afuuwa ekkondeere n'empulya eddoboozi eryava mu nsonda ennya ez'ekyoto ekya zaabu ekiri mu maaso ga Katonda ng'agamba malayika ow'omukaaga yalina akagombe nti sumulula bamalayika abana abasibiddwa ku mugga omunene Fulaati 15
yesu yebazibwe
nnyo
nti mu kiseera ekya malayika ekyekkonde eryo ery'omukaaga
that in the time of the secret prophet
tujja kuwulira eddoboozi eryo
we shall hear of this voice
eriva ku kyoto kya mukama ekya zaabu
from the golden altar of God
ekyoto kino
this altar
tumanyi nga weewali ensibuko y'omuliro
we know is where the source of fire is where it begins to move on to the lake of fire. But this altar is living. And spoke to the angel who holds the sickest prophet.
He
said, first go release the other four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates. Not that they are bound at the river Euphrates of the world, but we speak in the spiritual world.
And
speak of the first four spirits of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, we have a
here they are going to set free the fourth living creature. Fourth living creature on the four living creatures in heaven.
Yes, we have a
and if they are set free, the Pharaoh is going to advance for they were prepared for some time. They are of the wrath of God. Revelation 9:15.
N'omwendo gw'ekiki eryabeebagala embalaasi obukumi kakumi emirundi ebiri ne mpulira omuwendo gwabwe.
Yes, yebazibwe
nnyo.
Bamalayika abo abana abakola ekiramu ekyokuna ku biramu ebina ebiri mu ggulu
eryokubiri
baatikikibwa bwe babadde bakuliramu ekibinja kya malayika
Abaddon.
Malayika Abaddon
yali
mu kibinja ekyokuna
ekyabamalayika
abakola mbonyi
obutakoma. The angels of the chains.
He
is the one with the fourth ball.
I know Mudumi
has the commander holding the fourth trumpet. But above that commander, there are these other majors who come from the fourth living creature. Those in charge of the wrath of God. The extreme wrath.
Yes, he has been
praised Jesus. The harsh, bitter heart. Say that they are being bound, it was to prepare them for some time. The spirit captured, tied them together to make out of them a living creature. Just as we usually see it here.
Yes, you are supposed
to praise Jesus.
So,
every head you see of the living creature would have been one angel, but they bind them together. Now, on the other, they have to be set free. And they come in that battle.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
This battle which happened in heaven, this did one, did come to work.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. But on the last day they have to involve themselves. Read the angel of angel Abaddon. What will be under the Son, it will be amazing.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so
much.
But remember, that the angel of the sixth trumpet, when he sounds the trumpet, the altar is what tells him. Those who work on this altar, the angels of fire, we are not going to send them to work now.
So
you must release the others who were prepared. Those who make up the fourth living creature. We after see what to do next. That's why the angel of the sixth boil.
He
is the one who gets over his fall on that river. On the river known as
Euphrates.
The river in heaven is not on earth. And here we speak of the Holy Spirit. Who is in the chariots of the four living creatures.
Yes,
praise Jesus
someone.
Ever melt fire of the four living creatures.
And
disconnect of the Holy Spirit. The powers of the the Holy Spirit, that they can release them. That's why in Revelation 16, verses 12
to 16,
we see there this word. Revelation 16 from verse 12.
Kumuga omunene fulati amazzi gaago ne gakalira ekkubo ly'abakabaka abava ebuvanjibwa lyoke liteekebweteekebwe
nti malayika ono ow'omukaaga yakwata ekibya kye n'akiyibwa ku muga ogwo omunene
fulati
we tuba tuwogera ku migga egyo
gatulatulaga
ng'emigga egyo giri ena yesu yebazibweena kuba tukinyonyokako kibeera
kinaye
nga kigambe nti ekibi ekyo bwe yagifuka ku muga
ogwo
nga bw'anaakifukako mu maaso awo kijja
kubaawo
kakukugambyeko nti bino ebyokulwanisa ebimu
tebyakolaeyo
yesu yebazibweena mbeene omwoyo abadde ali mu magaali g'ebiramu ebina
wheels of the fallen creatures.
Ajja kubanga akola disconnecting.
It will be disconnecting.
Asobola okuta ebiramu ebibira.
To be able to save free the fallen creatures.
Okusingira ddala ekiramu ekyokuna.
Mostly the fourth living creature.
Byonna bijja kuteebwa.
Those will be set free.
Byonna ebiramu ebina.
All the fallen creatures.
Aye abajja okujja mu lutalo ate.
But those who will come in the war.
Ebo abakola ekiramu ekyokuna.
They are those who make up the fourth living creature.
Bayitiddwa bakabaka abana.
They are called the fourth.
Yes, he was
raised.
Once in church
of group of angels, Abaddon of the chain.
Yes, he was
raised.
That's why we see
that Paul can drive
out of
it, what can drive water or fire.
And you
find in the world there is no more water. And you throw it in this lake and you find it dry. And on the other day,
you
reach a time there is no water on the world. When
you
throw it the ball, it leaks off the waters and it finishes it.
So
now in the spiritual language, that's why they have used the great river Euphrates.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. What we speak of is the spirit in the four living creatures. But when we speak of the spirit, we usually use him as the spring of living water.
Let's read
John 7, verse 38 to 39. John 7 from verse 37.
Naye ku lunaku olw'enkomerero lwe lukulu olw'embaga Yesu yayimirira n'ayogerera waggulu n'agamba nti omuntu bw'alumwa ennyonta ajje gye ndi anywe olw'38 akkiriza nze ng'ekyawandiikibwa bwe kigamba nti emigga gy'amazzi amalamu girifuluma mu lubuto lwe 39 ekyo yakyogera ku b'omwoyo bwe baali bagenda okuweebwa abamukkiriza kubanga omwoyo yali tannaba kugabibwa kubanga Yesu yali tannaba kugulumizibwa
Yesu yabazibwa mu nsi ey'obwakabaka
bw'omugulunsi
y'omwoyo
wetuwulira
emigga egyo ng'omugga
Gihon
Yesu yabazibwa munsi yeeri tuba twogera aba mwoyo mutukuvu mazzi
ag'obulamuagakulukuta okuvira ddala mu ntebe yakatso
omwoyo mutukuvu
olomu
magaali g'ebiramu ebina
gyaliwabula
akonekitinze mu ngeri ya mirundi
ena
oba ku myoyo
gy'omusanvumyoyo
yena gyegikonekitinze ku biramu
ebiyesu
yabazibwa
otunuliranga
mu Ezekiyeri
essuula
eno esooka olunya olwabimuomu ayogera bwati ku mwoyo omutukuvu ali mu magaali
g'ebiramu
ebyo bwe byatambulanga ne bano baatambulanga era ebyo ebyayimiriranga ne bano baayimiriranga era ebyo bwe byasitulibwanga okuva ku ttaka bannamuziga baasitulibwanga ku mabbali gaabyo kubanga omwoyo gw'ekiramu gwali mu bannamuziga 22 era waggulu w'omutwe ogw'ekiramu waaliwo ekifaananyi ekyebbanga
Yes, we have been praying Jesus.
The spirit of every living creature.
We
have said the spirit of the living creature. It was in its wheels down. On four living creatures. They have been connected
to
one spirit among the seven spirits of God. When we begin with the spirit of wisdom, we go on the spirit of understanding. And we got the spirit of counsel.
And
the spirit of power. It means the four living creatures. Every living creature is tied upon one spirit among the seven spirits. Those are the first four spirits. Now on this day,
angel
of the sixth Paul, he will be focusing much on the fourth spirit,
or
the fourth river, known as River Ephraim, in the spiritual world. Now when we get back to Genesis, Genesis 2, and we see of these rivers, many people look for them thinking that their source is of this world, but they have their origin right from heaven, springs right from the garden of God, which is in the third heaven. Now we can enter the spiritual world and we understand most of them.
Yes, he was with
me. Praise
you
so much. Let's look on the Genesis
2,
verse 8. Genesis chapter 2 from verse 8.
Mukama Katonda n'asimba olusuku mu Adeni ku luuyi olw'ebuvanjuba n'ateeka omwo omuntu gwe yabumba olw'omwenda Mukama Katonda n'amesa mu nsi buli muti ogusanyusa amaaso omulungi okulya n'omuti ogw'obulamu wakati mu lusuku n'omuti ogw'okumanya obulungi n'obubi olw'ekkumi omugga ne gusibuka mu Adeni okufukirira amazzi mu lusuku.
Yes, you have been
praised so much.
Wana batugambye nti omugga,
they said a river
gusooka kuli gumu.
It begins one river
nga guva mu ntebe ya Katonda.
It comes from the throne of God.
Gutandika branchingako.
It begins to branch off.
Kwogera ku mwoyo omutu.
We speak of the Holy Spirit.
Ng'alabika mu kikondo ky'ettaala.
And he appears in the lampstand.
Engeri gy'asooka okubanga akulukuta okuva mu ntebe ya Katonda.
The way flows from the throne of God.
N'atandika okubranchingamu emyoyo musanvu.
It begins to branch out seven spirits.
Naye kuno bagera tulagako ena oba ekigendererwa.
This time they're going to show us four because of a great intention.
Ebereberye esuleyo ku bino olunyoro ekkumi.
Genesis 2 verse 10.
Omugga ne gusibuka mu Adeni okufukirira amazzi mu lusuku. Negwawukanamu negufuuka emitwe ena.
Yes, you was
praying. When you look at the lampstand, you see the Spirit of God springing from the Word of God and from the Father. And it comes flowing alone. Now on his right hand, branches of the Spirit of Wisdom, the Spirit of Understanding, the Spirit of Counsel. On the left hand, he branches out the spirit of power, the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of fear of God. Focused much on the first four branches from him.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. So there are many secrets we shall know. We reach the third heaven.
But
what concerns these rivers? Which come right from the third heaven. The garden of God surrounding the throne of God, and they come in the four living creatures. Here we have names as of the rivers.
Yes, he was praise
Jesus.
And
we speak in the form of the usual river.
But
we speak of the streams of the Holy Spirit, of the living waters. Genesis 2:11.
We will reach the heaven with the following creature, the second heaven. You will find mountains of gold.
Those which shine with fire, we shall understand them when we enter the second heaven. The second and the third heaven. We shall move on to understand many things.
And they are missing out photocopies, you know.
Most of them, these photocopies, of the names of these rivers. When they began to be named upon rivers of the world, people say perhaps they are the ones. Remember, as you see Jerusalem of heaven, perhaps the one of the world was named after the name of Jerusalem of heaven. That's what we know that now. These were a vision piece of heaven and they named them on earth. Now there is the servant Jacob, the son of Isaac.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
And the grandson of Abraham,
when
he was sleeping in a place and dreamt stairways from heaven to
down,
angels moving by them, the place he was in, he said, this is the place of the Lord. But that's not where he was.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So,
most people were envisioned of them, and they named them after those rivers years back of the world. Those names are in the rivers of the originals in heaven, those which spring from the garden of God in the third heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. Let's look at the second river.
Genesis 2:13.
Mukama Katonda
n'atwala omuntu.
Yes, he was
born. The fourth river is River Euphrates. We've seen in the book of Revelations. Revelation 16, from verses 12. Angel of the sixth bowl pours his bowl and it dries.
Yes, he was
raised in the summer. We await those things on the other day.
So, imagine
now this real river.
This book
springs right from the throne of God in the third heaven. And
it
represents the flow of the Holy Spirit. And it comes in the wheels of the following creatures. When it reaches there, and it branches all, every living creature gets one spirit. And when he finishes there, man is flowing in his fullness, coming to the two cherubims. And they become anointed cherubims. And he gets out in the form of the lampstand. Out the seven spirits as they flow from the throne of God.
Yes, he was even
raised Jesus.
Now,
in the spiritual world is what we call rivers of living water. But here we mean the Holy Spirit. Now you may hear of those rivers. Maybe they are rivers. They are these ones of the world, River Euphrates. Now, if you want to follow, you go follow the river where it's born of the world. You see where they will find there the four angels. Those bound there.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So,
now those rivers of the world, they are an image of the originals in heaven, those which flow in the garden of God.
He
declared heaven. And the Holy Spirit himself is gone from there. And he gets down the four living creatures. That's why you had the four kings will be released. Those bound in those rivers. Now we don't want to get to explain more details. But we give you a brief summary of those. Let's read of that river from the throne of God. Revelation 22 from verse
1.
Revelation
22
verses
1.
This river comes from the throne of God in the third heaven. Genesis chapter 2 verse 8 unto 13. First branched out four rivers. What form of river are we speaking of? It comes from the throne of God. You heard that and the river was flowing. When it branched off for us, and it begins from where? All those we shall move on to know.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus. But the river we speak of here, we speak of the Holy Spirit, the springs of living waters, which flows from the throne of God in the third heaven. Branches of seven spirits. And the four are the ones we've seen in the four living creatures, the spirit of wisdom. Charge of the first living creature, the spirit of understanding, the second living creature, the spirit of counsel, the third living creature, the spirit of power, is the fourth spirit, whom we call River Ephra, the fourth river. In charge of the fourth living creature. The angel of the seventh ball, he will pour his ball on the powers of the Holy Spirit upon the streams of living waters.
And
the Holy Spirit will disconnect from the four living creatures. They will be released.
But then,
and they come back in appearance of angels, that they can come descend on that day, on the day of the Lord Jesus. That's why we had eight of the trumpets, the fifth trumpet. He blew his trumpets. The altar of God, the golden altar,
which
is the central of the city of heaven, Jerusalem, commanded eight of the fifth trumpet to release the four angels bound on the great river
Ephra.
We had Revelation 16, verse 12 and 13. Angel of the sixth ball, the angel of fire, he went forward upon that river, the fourth spirit, the great river Ephra.
He's
in charge of the fourth living creature. Four angels taken up the forehead of that living creature, and they were released. And the living creature ceased to be. All of them are to go back in the glory of the angels.
So,
now the criteria move on like that in the balls of the wrath of God. Maybe in the seal of this group of the sixth group of angels, the angels of fire, and they use the ball out of which comes different weapons, which makes different fires, which can lick away every water. You remember that even prophet Elijah, till the edges of fire he called them, and they were supposed to lick off all the waters
between
them, when they had contentions with prophets of Baal, for offering a sacrifice which will be taken out by fire.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus from
Elijah.
When Elijah pulled fire from God, the edges of fire, and they sent fire,
which
first licked off all the water, and after it burnt the offering.
So
that's the angel without fall of the fire, which can be used of different weapons which don't know of water.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So,
all this is the authority of the Holy Spirit. Let's see their last thing in their seal. Revelation 6, verses 12
to
17. Revelation 6, verse 12.
Bweyabengula akabonero akomukaga, nendaba, newabe kikankano kinene, enjuba neddugala ng'olugoyi olw'ebyoya, n'omwezi gwonna ne guba ng'omusaayi.
Kisinga bamalayika b'omuliro
bakozesa
ekibya
kyabwe,
basobola okukukumbamu omuliro gwonna.
They can
live mu njuba.
Oh, all the fire which has been in the sun. This time they would have traveled it and finished it. Remember the one we saw in the fifth fall, the portion of a third of the sun, was commanded to fall that wrath on the world. It goes to happen ahead there on the day of the Lord Jesus. The fall of the wrath of God is this fall, which held by the edge of fire. All the fire which in the sun, they will take it away. Now they will pour it on the world. Even the moon which has been giving light, it will stop giving light. For its light, getting it from the sun. For the sun is what hits its light in the moon. Now, because in the moon there is much ice, a glass and much ice within it. Now it gets light in the form of ice. And it is calm. It is cool, never hot. Revelation 6, verse 13.
N'emunyenye ez'omugulu ne zigwa ku nsi, ng'omutini bwe gukunkumula amaku gaago, nga gunyenyesebwa empewo ennyingi.
Ekimu ku bisembayo mu kibi ekyo,
one of the last things in this fall,
eky'obusungu bwa Mukama eky'omukaaga,
of the wrath of God, the sixth fall,
ekivunaanyizibwako bamalayika b'omuliro,
which is in charge of angels of fire,
okunyenyanyenya ebbanga lyonna,
is to shake the entire sky.
Kubanga tujjukira mu Peter ekyokubiri,
for we read 2 Peter,
essuula ey'okusatu,
verse 3,
okuva ku nnyoro olw'ekkumi,
from verse 10,
paka olw'ekkumi n'ettaano,
to 15.
Tumanye nti eggulu n'ensi bijja kuvaawo n'okusaamisibwa kw'omuliro.
Heaven and earth will pass away with melting of much fire.
N'ebirimu byonna nga bisaamisibwa.
Everything in it will be melting.
So bivunaanyizibwako malayika w'omuliro.
They are charged off with angel fire.
N'omuliro n'ebyokulwanyisa ebikozesebwa okuva mu kibi eky'omuliro.
The weapons used from the ball of fire.
Ky'alina.
Which he has.
Kubikulisula ey'omukaaga n'oluyi lwa 14.
Revelation 6, verse 4.
N'eggulu ne liggibwawo ng'omuzingo gw'ekitabo bwe guzingibwa, na buli lusozi n'ekizinga ne biggibwawo mu bifo byabyo. 15.
Yesu yebazibwe. Kyetulina okumanya,
nti
mu kibi ekyo eky'obusungu bwa Mukama,
eky'omusanvu,
eky'omukaaga,
the sixth fall,
mwe muli ebyokulwanyisa ebirusobola okuzingako ensozi zonna n'eziwuutawo.
It at the weapons which can wrap up all the mountains and lick them off.
Nezisaanuusibwa n'omuliro.
All mountains are melted with fire.
N'olaba nga tewakyali nsozi wabula emigga gy'omuliro egikulukuta.
See, there is no more mountain but streams of fire flowing.
Ate ng'ekibi ekyo kisobola okuddamu ne kikuŋŋaanya omuliro ogwo ne kiguwuuta ne kigwettiza.
This ball can have ability to lick all the fire and return it back to itself. There will be that melting and command to take it away the heaven. They use the sixth ball. Revelation 10 from verse 7.
naye mu nnaku ez'eddoboozi lya malayika ow'omusanvu bw'aliba ng'agenda okufuuwa, ekyama kya Katonda ne kiryoka kituukirira ng'enkiri bw'eri gye yabuulira abaddu be bannabbi.
Yesu yabazibwa
malayika
oyo w'ekkonda ery'omusanvu
anaatera okufuuwa.
Omanyi wano tulabye ebyo biddirira. Kubanga mu makondeere gali amalala
agabaddewo
tubaddeka twa nti bw'afuuwa ekkondeere kino
kyekirimu,
kino kyekikolebwa. Naye ono ng'anaatera okufuuwa ekkondeere
terikozesebwanga,
naye ng'agamba nti atulabula
ffe
ng'abali mu nsi eno nti malayika oyo kwe munaalabira ng'anaatera okufuuwa
ekkondeere
ekyama kya Katonda
nga
ajja kuba amaze
okubikkulwa
ng'enjiri yonna
ebadde
ku
bannabbi
bannabbi n'abatume
bwe
luyita olugendo lw'eggulu olwatambula mu
bayibuli
lwatambula mu bayibuli
okusobola
okubikkulira ekyama kya Katonda
ng'enjiri
yonna
bwe
yagiwa bannabbi
n'abatume
oba obikkuliddwa, kubanga kisuubizo ekiri wakati bifo nga tannaba kubanga amalayika yafuuwa
ekkondeere.
Tulina okubanga enjiri eyo ekyama kya Katonda ng'enjiri yonna bwazaagiwa
bannabbi
ng'ebikkuliddwa
ekyama
kya Katonda nga tumwogera ku katono nga sinnaba kugenda kulaba ow'ekibi
eky'omusanvu.
Kino kye twagala okwongera okutegeeza,
ekyama
kya Katonda ono ye Mukama waffe
okusinziira
ku Bakolosaayi
essuula
eno esooka
katusomeeyo
ko tuwulire.
Abakolosaayi essuula esooka tuve ku
Kolosaayi essuula esooka katandika olwabiri mu ssatu.
Abakolosaayi essuula esooka n'olunyi olwabiri mu
ssatu.
Bwe mubeera obubeezi mu kukkiriza nga munywedde nga temusagaasagana so nga temuvudde mu ssuubi ery'enjiri gye mwawulira eyabuulirwa mu bitonde byonna ebiri wansi w'eggulu. Nze Pawulo gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo. 24 Kaakano nsanyuse mu biwebwabono byange ku lwammwe, era ntuukiriza ebibulako mu kulaba ennaku kwa Kristo omubiri gwange olw'omubiri gwe ye kanisa. 25 Nze gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo ng'obuwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli bwe naweebwa gye muli okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda. 26 Ekyama ekyakwekebwa okuva edda n'edda n'emirembe n'emirembe, naye kaakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be. 27 Katonda bye yayagala okutegeeza obugagga obw'ekitiibwa eky'ekyama kino bwe buli mu baamawanga. Ekyo ye Kristo mu mmwe.
Nti ekyama kya Katonda ekigambo kya Katonda ekyakwekebwa edda n'edda
nga
tusooka okutegeeza obugagga byonna obukirimu
era
ng'ekyo ye Kristo Yesu
essuubi
ery'ekitiibwa. Kati Mukama waffe Yesu ebbanga lyonna asooka okutwalibwa ng'ekyama kya
Katonda,
otwasooka okuba ng'ali mu ngeri
y'ekyama.
Bwe tutunuulira ennyo olunyo n'olwabi mu
ettaano katuluddemu okwawulira.
Abakolosaayi essuula esooka n'olunyi lw'abiri mu ttaano. Nze gye nafuukira omuweereza waayo ng'obuwanika bwa Katonda bwe buli bwe naweebwa gye muli okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda.
Nti bagamba yaweebwa okutuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda n'agamba mu lwandu mu omukaaga.
Abakolosaayi essuula esooka olunyi lw'abiri mu mukaaga. Ekyama ekyakwekebwa okuva edda n'edda n'emirembe n'emirembe, naye kakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be.
Ekigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
mukama waffe kennyini Yesu,
Jesus himself,
kyama ekyakwekebwa emirembe egyasooka,
this spirit was hidden in the ages before,
nga tekimanyiddwa nti kyekyani kino ekigambo ekyatujjira,
but it was not known, it was the mystery, the word who was coming to us,
kubanga okuva mu lubereberye,
right from the beginning,
kigambo yajjiranga abantu,
what came to people,
okusinga mu lubereberye sura 10 yali ajaliddeko Ibrahimu
mubireenaye
nga tategeeddwa nti yaani ono,
but he had not realized who he was.
Katusomeyoko mu lubereberye katono owulire
lubereberye essula 15 n'oluyiriri olusooka. Oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira Ibulayimu nga kyogera nti oluvannyuma lw'ebyo ekigambo kya Mukama ne kijjira Ibulaamu mukwolesebwa nga kyogera nti, totya Ibulaamu, nze engabo yo n'empeerayo ennene nnyo.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo.
Kyabeeranga kyama,
it was a mystery,
nga tebamanyi naye yaali ono,
and they didn't know who was this.
Ono kigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
kigambo kyayogera Mukama bw'ati,
the word he speaks upon his mouth,
oba nayenga waali mutongole,
he too is independent existing,
kati kyabeeranga kyama nnyo.
Now it was a mystery so much,
ate nga ku mirembe gy'abatume,
and in the era of the apostles,
Mukama yatandika okubanga abikkula ekyama oyo,
God began to reveal this mystery,
kigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
kubanga agambye,
for he said,
nti nga atuukiriza ekigambo kya Katonda,
as I fulfill the word of God,
kati mu lunyo lwandi mwomukaaga n'atugamba,
verse 26 tells us,
Akolosayi sura esooka,
Colossians chapter 1,
26 n'atugamba,
tells us,
lunyo lwandi mwomukaaga ba Kolosayi,
Colossians 1:26,
ekyama ekyakwekebwa okuva edda n'edda n'emirembe n'emirembe naye kaakano kyolesebbwa eri abatukuvu be.
Lwandi mwomusanvu,
Katonda byeyagala okutegeeza obugagga obw'ekitiibwa ekyekyama kino bwe buli mu bamawanga, ekyo ye Kristo mu mmwe.
Ekyali ekyama,
what was a mystery,
nga tulina n'omumanya obugagga obukirimu byonna,
the glorious riches within it.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo,
nti ye Kristo oyo,
that is the Christ,
eyakyaliranga edda okuva ku ba Abeli,
lifted right from the Abel,
kigambo kya Katonda,
the word of God,
Mukama waffe Yesu,
the Lord Jesus,
nti ekyama ekyo,
that mystery,
tulimu okusooka okubanga tumumanyi nga Kristo kyokka,
let's not first know him as Christ alone,
naye nga yeeyongerayo okuba nti ekigambo kya Katonda,
moves on to be the word of God,
ataamanyibwanga,
who was never known.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus.
Okusinziira ku kubikkulirwa,
according to Revelation 19:19,
olunyo lwe 11,
verses 11
mpaka olwe 15,
unto 15,
batulaga nti ye yali kyama n'erinnya yali alimanyi yekka.
They show that he was a mystery and he is the one who knew only his name,
nga tetumumanyi,
and we didn't know him.
So ekyali ekyama wano mu kukondera ery'omusanvu
nga
terinna bafuwa,
trumpet before it is sounded,
kirina okubanga kyongera okubikkulirwa,
yonna
bw'ebadde
eyabannatuli
mu kubikkulirwa, tugenda kukwasaganya nnyo kubikkulirwa ne
Bakolosaayi
naye laba eggulu nga libikkuse, era laba embalasi enjeru n'eyali agituddeko ayitibwa mwesigwa era ow'amazima ne mu butuukirivu asala emisango era alwana. 12 era amaaso ge gwe muliro ogwaka ne ku mutwe gwe engule nnyingi era ng'alina erinnya eriwandiikiddwa omuntu yenna lyatamanyi wabula ye yekka.
Owulira nti erinnya eryo lyali lyakyama eri bonna,
was mystical to all people,
nga tebalimanyi nga ye kennyini yaalimanyi,
and they didn't know that he alone knew the name,
kati bannabbi bonna okusooka edda,
all the prophets from olden era,
baagambanga nti ekigambo kya Mukama kyatujjidde,
the word of God came to us,
naye nga bayinza okulowooza nti Katonda bw'aba ayogera
bw'atyo,
ebyo ebigambo bye byabajjidde,
the words from God's mouth are the words which
came to him.
Na yenga tebama nyanga tiye Kristo bali na yemu tongole wa ali.
He did know that it is the Christ that is independent existing.
Muri mungu afi.
Now it is our work.
Nge kuhange ili haitu wili ya Uganda.
The nation called of Uganda.
Kateka teko kunda kwa amaonga gunda.
Prepare all the nations.
Uro kunda kwa mkama afi Yesu.
For the second coming of Jesus.
Na tu sizira mbwere zi wongu lebo mbia.
Business ministry of the new generation.
Kuhino kumanya katundo kujuru.
With the full knowledge of God.
Kuhikula eja hamecho mbunjufu
kacho. Reveal the mystery in its fullness.
Na tu wangeleza kwa tume iba kwa ma.
And we add on where the apostles ended.
Yesu yewezi kujuru.
Where is Jesus?
Kuhanga. Malaika wikone ili omusama.
For the age of the seventh prophet. The last prophet.
Fetu mungaba muwe ito kunda koka yukora.
Ask as if we were to give him what to do next.
Singa tuvikule eki ama nechipu wa buruoji.
If we reveal the mystery and it finishes well.
Yenga agena maso no kufunge kone ili ya.
Moves on to sound the trumpet.
So tulina part nene nye yu
kukona. Have a great part to do.
Eri nye yu.
That name.
Eri ali yutamanyi kwe mire meja soka jona.
Wasn't known from all the initial ages. Wano mchitapo
choko mikumla liyara kiwa.
In the book of Revelations of the strong.
Atusamewe tu ulile.
Let's read and we hear.
Kubikuwa esuwe kumi na umuenda nori njilo kumi na sato.
Revelations 19 verse 13.
Era nga yamba de echambale chamansiru wako omusayi. Neri nye neri itibwa chigambo cha Katonda.
Yes, he was with
me.
Jesus Christ.
His name is the word of God. Now, imagine Apostle John. He was taken in Revelation. And they show him the one who came on the world. That's the olden mystery which was hidden, which all people never knew. Even though he came to the prophets in the visions and the dreams, they did first know who is this word.
Yes, he was with
Praise Jesus.
So Christ.
Now we as church, the new generation with the full knowledge of God, we achieve to be able to reveal this mystery of God, the word of God.
Yes, he was with
me. The servant Apostle John, after getting the revelation, Revelation 19, verse 11 to 14, he saw the other is the word of God. He who was on the world. Means that is the one who was in the beginning. One who came to all the people, the prophets, and he appeared to them. He brought down, as he said, in John 1:1.
John 1:1. Era watali yetu wakolewa kintu na chimu ekyakolebwa.
Yes, he was very
Jesus so much.
Chigambo cha Katonda,
the word of God.
Na ye wali.
It is
Nabula wa Katonda chitafu.
As you see God the Father.
Era Nabula wa moyo mutukufu.
Just as you see the Holy Spirit.
Onaka beto ngote.
All of them are independent. They began together. When the Father began, he manifested his word, the Lord Jesus. He manifested the Holy Spirit. And we got God in the Trinity, who appears in the three offices. And each one is independent.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus from us. According to the servant Apostle John, what he tells us, what he saw in Revelation, and he told us this word according to John 1:14, the one who clothed flesh and we saw him as the Son. Let's get explained and hear.
John 1:14.
Yes, he was
revealing
the
Son. Our Lord, the word of God, there is the mystery of God. It was hidden all the
age.
Even the prophet Ezekiel, Jeremiah, the prophet Malachi,
the
last Old Testament. What comes to them in the vision and the dream. But they did know of him. Now this servant, also John, went in the revelation. In the Revelations 19, verses 11 and 14, and he was revealed that the one who was on the world, that is the word of God, the mystery which was hidden olden ages, came back in John 1:14. The word clothed the flesh.
We
saw him in the glory of the Son, the one begotten of the Father.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Move
us to say in John chapter 1, verse 10
to 12,
and he said this.
Yokane sule soka n'olunyiro kumi.
John chapter 1 verse 10.
Yali mu nsi, ensi yakolebwa ku bubwe, era ensi teyamutegeera. 11. Yajja mu matwale ge, naye abali mu matwale ge tebaamusembeza. 12. Naye bonna abaamusembeza yabawa obuyinza okufuuka abaana ba Katonda be bakkiriza erinnya lye.
Ensi gye yajjamu, that the world came in,
Matuarege,
the his territories.
Came
to his people.
Matuarege,
to his territory.
Matuarege,
those in his territory we never understood him.
You
are not able to know his days, what was of ancient days.
So
now in explaining the mystery of God.
All
the seventh trumpet is sounded by the seventh angel.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. That mystery must have been moved on to be revealed. One was been a mystery and is no more a mystery to the
saint,
but we have been revealed the mystery of God, the word of God, our Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. Yet right now we've understood him, the ancient word who visited all the prophets.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. He's the one who spoke with them.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus. Now, and we first get strengthened. He speaks and he says that what's most important, we have the word of the prophets.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Those
I think there you understand me well.
All
of them had one word, Jesus, whom they spoke.
Second
Peter chapter 1, verses 19.
Second
Peter chapter 1 from verse 19.
Era ekisinga obunywevu tulina ekigambo ky'abannabbi. Mukola bulungi okukiraba ekyo, ng'ettabaazi yakira mu kifo eky'ekizikiza, okutuusa obudde bwe bulikya. Munyenyekese obudde n'eyaka mu mitima gyammwe.
Ekisinga obunywevu
tulina ekigambo
ky'abannabbi.
Ni muna ekigambo w'abannabbi oyo yabajjira.
Ye
Mukama waffe kennyini Yesu.
Ky'ova
owulidde nga
bakugambye nti
malayika ow'ekkondo eri
omusanvu
baali banga tannafuuwa kkondo
eri
ng'anaatera okufuuwa ekyama kya Katonda ng'enjiri bw'eri mu bannabbi nga bwe yajjaddwa bannabbi
yonna. That gospel is the word of God, the Lord Jesus. The mystery must have been revealed. When Jesus was on the world, he said, right now you seek me in the scriptures, and you think in them there is lie. They all speak of me.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Let's read
John
5:39.
John 5:39. Munoonya mu byawandiikibwa, kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo.
Soma bulungi munoonya.
Munoonya mu byawandiikibwa, kubanga mwe mulowooza nti mu byo mulina obulamu obutaggwaawo. N'ebyo bye bitegeeza ebyange.
N'abagamba bannaabe.
All the scriptures, it is me. It is me, the words.
Now we have this Bible as the word of God.
But
we don't know that it is Jesus.
Now this mystery of God now.
Everything in this world, they testify of Him. You can never know the Father when you have not understood the Word of God. Not know the Holy Spirit
if you
not come in the sprawl of the book, the Word of God. All the scriptures, they book on to speak of Him. And then you understand the Father. And you understand the Holy Spirit. And all creations in heaven and earth.
But
when it tells us in Hebrews 10, the scroll written about Him before He came in the flesh. It is
scroll
written about Him. Hebrews 10 we see. Hebrews 10 from verse
6.
Hebrews 10 from verse 5.
Ngachamusi Shavagiranti. Sadaka n'ebiweebwayo tewabyagala, naye wanteekerateekera omubiri. Olw'omukaaga, tewasima ebyokebwa ebiramba n'ebiweebwayo olw'ebibi. Olw'omusanvu, ne ndyoka njogera nti laba, nzize omuzingo gw'ekitabo ekyampandiikwako okukola byoyagala. Ayi Katonda.
I do what you want, O God.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So,
when I reject the word of God, as it's written,
still
we've rejected the Lord Jesus. The word of God was flesh and appeared to us.
So, if you have a
God, concerning the word of God, our Lord Jesus,
to
be the mystery of God,
as
the gospel has been the prophet,
to
discover Him as the word of God. Came in the
scroll
written about Him. But there are other things spoken of Him. Even to understand the glorious riches in Him.
The
riches within that mystery.
But today,
get back to Colossians, we hear. Colossians chapter 1, verse
26. Habili musambu. Katonda mwenye ya gara ugoteke zobu gaka. Uwe chitibwa echecha machino bevuli. Mubama wanga. Echo. Ye Kristo mumwe. Esubi ye chitibwa.
Yes, ye was when
you
are bringing
this up. After God revealed us this mystery.
Na puchiteke te ye chigambu cha kitonda.
Study is the word of God.
Ya chali rangaba na bibo.
You visited all the prophets.
Ya yamba rongobili.
You closed the place.
Nara visi wajit uli.
It appeared to us.
Ya wandiki wako mu muzimu kwe chitabu Bible.
Written off in the scroll of the Bible.
Ni chitibu ye chigambu cha kitonda.
It's called the word of God.
Adechitu gadwa tuino kumanyu gagamu ye cha mamu.
Told us we have to know the glorious riches within the mystery.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
Not
the glorious riches within the mystery. Here we entered in the many things. We head on to see what things which are in heavens and earth.
Are
riches of things in heavens and earth and they are found in Him.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
So our what gains we
go to
see
out all secrets within the mystery.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
He said before the end comes, every secret hidden
it
has to be revealed.
So because
this mystery,
the
word of God,
come on for Jesus,
the Lord Jesus, in Him are glorious riches within Him.
When
we look at the Colossians 1,
they
show us things in heavens and earth within Him.
Bakolosayi esule soka nolu nyiro kuminitani.
Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
Uchechipana nchia katonda atalabika. Umbele vile webitonde vyo na kumina mkago. Kubanga moyo ebintu byonna mu byatonderwa mugulu ne kunsi ebirabika n'ebitalabika obanga ntebe za bwakabaka oba bwami oba kufuga oba masaza ebintu byonna byatonderwa ye era ne kululwe.
Yesu yebazibwe awo okakana okujjawo obugagga obuli mu
kyama glorious riches in the
Moving
the entire journey of heaven. You are seeing things in Christ Jesus.
The
rim below, which is made up of the fourth heaven.
Yes, you was
raised Jesus
from
us. As you first saw the rim below,
which
is made up of the fourth heaven, its fullness. All those are in the Christ Jesus. If you went to the rim above,
we
saw the first created heaven, which we are into right now. Its fullness. Those are into Christ. Still in the rim above, the second heaven, where there are four living creatures, they are in Christ Jesus. Even in the third heaven, where there is the garden of God, all those are in the Christ Jesus.
So
in that mystery, there are a lot of glorious riches. Before the seventh trumpet is about to be sounded.
Yes,
praise Jesus. The seventh angel, when he's about to sound his trumpet,
that
the mystery of God must have been revealed.
We
must reveal
him,
telling the people. The word of God was in the beginning. He who visited the prophets in the visions and the dreams.
And
he spoke with them.
Now
it was written about
in
the scroll of the book. And he appeared to us in the flesh. And we saw him as the Son. We got him like that in the
first place.
After we get the glorious riches in him, which are in heavens and earth to the
heaven,
and we reveal them all. The seventh trumpet is warming up to sound it.
Amen.
So
the real work we are unto in the rightful time.
Yes,
so
right to pose in the
one why we post the seventh prophet that you can understand. And the seventh Paul.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus from us.
Yes,
they have told us things in heaven and earth. They are in him. Let's move on in the Colossians and we hear. Colossians 1:17. All things fall within him.
Colossians 1:18. Kubanga kitafu ya sima okutuukirira kwonna okubeeranga mu ye abiri n'okutabaganyisa ebintu byonna eriye yennyini mu ye bwe yamala okuleeta emirembe olw'omusaayi gw'omusaalaba gwe mu ye okutabaganyisa oba eby'oku nsi oba eby'omu ggulu
byonna ebiri mu ggulu ebiri ku
nsi
Yes, you are
the
praise Jesus. I have
showed you the two rims of the heaven. The rim below
is
made up of the fourth heaven.
Then next to
and the rim above,
what is heaven,
where we find three heavens.
Yes, you are the
praise Jesus.
So much
now in that world, you must have revealed everything in the mystery, which are within the word of God.
Come off, yes,
the Lord Jesus. Come to pass that all secrets which had been hidden in this mystery have all been revealed very well.
Yes, he was doing.
Praise Jesus
from us.
And then on this day is when we understand John 14:20, and he speaks this.
John 14:20.
John 14:20.
Kuruna kuhuru, muli tegera mwenga nzendi mchitange, na mwemunze, nange mwemwe.
Yes, he was
very good.
Kuruna kuhuru,
that day,
mkutegera ndi mulijogu tonde unamu kune kuhusi.
When we shall know all creations all along in heaven and earth,
muli mkwisto Yesu,
are in Christ Jesus.
Na yega alimu kuhu.
He too is in them.
Ajacho kubamu kuhu.
How dare he comes to be in them?
Kuhanga mnyokale mwoku minamukawa.
In John 1:16,
uvujuvuwe kutuawe wafu
enamu. His fullness all of us were given.
Dona ebili mkune ebili kuhusi.
All things in the heavens and the earth.
Ye muzabibu wada.
He is the true vine.
Nafu na filimata miagaji wa mwye.
He too are branches gotten from him.
So ebili mkune ebili kuhusi.
Now things in heavens and earth.
Na ebili mkwisto Yesu.
And they are in Christ Jesus.
Ne Kristo Yesu.
And the Christ Jesus.
Na alimu chitafu.
And is in the Father.
Means
above all these heavens,
there
is the new heavens and the new earth, which make up the body of the Father. And it is to be understood. When we know the image of God,
Christ
Jesus, made up of all the four heavens which are, Father, above the heavens, it is not to be like that. As our journey of heaven is. And this seventh prophet, we found the hardness there.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
The hardness of knowing the deep pain.
And
I told you here, we give you a brief summary. In the details, we shall have broken them well. But you first discover that mystery. Four angels of the seventh prophet is about to sound his trumpet. The mystery of God must have been revealed. This mystery of God, as those passed the priests, the prophets and apostles, we realize is the word of God. He was in the beginning with the Father.
And
we knew this word of God. He was
sent to
create the heavens and earth and everything in it. And at the same time,
he
remained appearing to prophets. And they wrote about him in the scroll. And the one who came to glorious flesh, and he appeared to us, and we saw him as the Son. He was born of the Father, who is known as Christ Jesus. And we heard on the second portion, and we understood the glorious riches of this
mystery,
the riches of Christ, which make up things in heavens and earth. And we are in him, all creations in heavens and earth. And he is in the Father, he who makes above the heavens, where we find a new heavens and a new earth. Now in brief, that's the mystery which will reveal all the secrets. As we move our journey of heaven, all of that we have to understand it. And then angel of the seventh trumpet will sound his trumpet. Let's go see the one of the ball, how he works.
Yes, he was
very praise Jesus. Let's see the seventh ball, the angel, how he works. Yes, he was with me.
Praise Jesus so much.
But I know the angel of the seventh trumpet. When he will sound the trumpet. Now the angel of the seventh ball.
When
he will pour his ball in the sky.
He will
get from the fire of the altar.
He
will pour in the sky. And heavens and earth are passing away.
Yes, he was with
praise Jesus.
Then
the voice hear the voice from the altar of God. Where there is the mercy seat. He will say, it is done. It is finished. All along what he had waited for.
Revelation 16,
verse
18.
Ni wabawo
okumyansa na maluwozi no kumwatuka. ni wawao ekikakano ekinene nga tebibangawo kasookedde abantu baba ku nsi ekikakano ekinene ekikulu bwe kityo
olowoozawulira ebinaava mu kibyaje
jukira
malayika oyo ow'ekibi ekyomusanvu
abadde
asiringa ng'abaana ba Katonda.
He's been selling the children of God. Which hear the gospel.
From
the mystery of God. The gospel of the prophets and apostles.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
And he saved you the wild things which are going to come next.
For
the power he's been using.
He's
been getting the right skit to seal the children of God.
That
you don't be harmed by the harsh things which will happen next. The world will be shaking. Everything is passing away.
In
the seventh power.
Revelation 16:18. Ne wabaawo okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okumwatuka. Ne wabaawo ekikankano ekinene. Nga tekibangawo kasookedde abantu baba ku nsi ekikankano ekinene ekikulu bwe kityo 19 n'ekibuga ekinene nekyawukanamu ebitundu 3 n'ebibuga ebyamawanga ne bigwa ne Babulooni ekinene ne kijjukirwa mu maaso ga Katonda okukiwa okunywa ekikompe eky'obukambwe bw'obusungu bwe 2 na buli kizinga ne kidduka so n'ensozi tezaalabika 21 n'omuzira omunene buli mpeke ng'obuzito obwa talanta ne gukka okuva mu ggulu ku bantu.
Olabye ekibi ekyo
ekibi
ekyomusanvu
ekirimuokozinga
ebikankana eby'engeri ez'enjawulo
Earthquakes.
Oku disorganizing ensi.
To disorganize the world.
Oku jizayo nga buyali ku lubereberi.
Take it back how it was in the beginning.
Esura esooka n'olusooka n'olwokubiri.
In the Genesis 1:1-2.
Ensi yali njereere nga yeetabudde
tabula. It was empty and mixed up.
Ekibi ekyo kirimu okutabula tabula.
If that ball involves mixing.
Ensozi nga ziva mu bifo byazo.
Mountain shifts from their location.
Ebizinga.
The islands.
Kwegamba. Tujja kuba tutunuulidde nnyo Isaiah 24.
We shall look much at Isaiah 24.
Ensi w'egenda okugataaninga.
Where the world is going to be turned upside down.
Kino kikuyimiriddeko kiteri waku.
This we stand on will get to turn to be up.
Kiseera ekyo eggulu n'ensi bijja kuba bizingibwako ng'omuzingo.
Heaven and earth will be wrapped up.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus. Amen.
So, ebyo byebiri mu kibi ekyo.
That's what's in that Paul.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Nga batubale tujja tukulaga ebibya byonna omusanvu.
As we showed you all the seven balls.
Tukulazeeko ebyakozesebwa mu lutalo lw'omuggulu.
Showed you those used to battle in heaven.
Ate n'ebitakozesebwa.
Those which were never used.
Nga birina okukozesebwa mu lutalo olunaasemba.
It had to be used in the last battle.
Olutalo lw'Emagedoni.
Battle of Emagedon.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Ebyokulwanisa bino ebyakozesebwa mu ggulu mu lutalo olwali omuggulu.
Weapons which are used in the battle in heaven in the beginning of Eddie when the Jesus and his angels from heaven, some of them were used in the seven balls we've seen, and the others were not used. But the next part we shall see, when Satan is going to be released, all these weapons will be working.
And
remember of one thing, and his angels, after being struck with these dangerous weapons, they sat and they are trying to manufacture different weapons.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So
we shall come back the other time to see the second part. The second part, and still it's the beginning of AD.
Omulimba w'ensi zonna,
Satan and the devil,
bamalayika baabo,
and his fallen angels,
baagulibwa mu ggulu,
they were cast from heaven,
obuyinza n'abuwa Jezebel,
and he gave authority to Jezebel,
bwe yali ng'agenda ssibwamu
nnyo obutaka, when he was going to be bound in the bottomless pits. It will be the second part still. Which we shall see what came next. After Satan and the devil,
Jezebel
and fallen angels,
window
chased from heaven in the beginning of AD. What followed after they had chased them from heaven? It's the second part.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Expect that as good. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. There is a question I'm having. In Revelation 16:17,
we heard
when he poured the bowl, the seventh angel, and the voice came from the throne. It showed the voice came from throne.
Watch the chogate one to our way yet to put him in Iogera.
That was the Holy Spirit. They did show him this one sitting in the chair in the throne. The one who knows how works are winded up, for he was the one sent to do them.
Did he say,
Spirit, there is no more work? No more work, we are going in rest, it's finished.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Let's
wait for the second part.
In
the beginning of
Satan
and his fallen angels were chased from heaven. And the gave of providence to
Jezebel. Was
going to be found in the bottomless pit. In here is what contains what followed. After chasing Satan the devil,
Jezebel
and his fallen angels, and they have been chased from heaven in the beginning of
Eden. It
means the same heading, but we've made another portion out of that.
That
we can get more explained. If you're teaching someone explaining
them,
you reach a point branch off and you create another subheading. What followed after his beaches from heaven? And they remain on track and they can understand it.
God
bless you. What followed we shall meet. We shall get explained what is the Eddy, what does it mean,
and
when did it begin, and we shall look Satan before he was imprisoned at that moment. He went and they met with Jezebel, where the Bermuda Triangle and the handed of
Hobbit.
The battle of seeking for them had gotten wild. For they threw them from heaven. They began to hunt for them in all the firmaments. Capture fallen angels to imprison them. In that time as they are hunting for them,
he
reigned at the planet briefly. And they met
Atlantic Ocean,
at the Atlantic Ocean, the Bermuda Triangle. And they gave her authority. Told him not to come at the base. I've left you the throne.
And
power, the men are going to capture me.
For
he knew this time he was not going to be left. That is going to be interesting.
Then to Jabrava, Angel Abaddon,
Angel Abaddon and his angels,
Navasiva Satan, Navam, and Trillion, Kumina Mokaga,
as the Satan, and 60 trillions of fallen angels.
Trillion, as a professor, no, don't know, we sat
on the 33.3 trillions.
Then
we shall see the agenda of Satan and Jezebel. It's the fallen angels who remain. We shall see many things. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.